Hello and welcome to another episode of FDFS, Fred's Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at FredDFS, at Fred underscore DFS. Sorry there, don't want to mess that up. We're going to talk about last night's lineup that I released pre-lock time. It was a GPP lineup that, honestly, you could have used it in cash games the way that last night was going. If you did, I wouldn't blame you at all. It was a high-risk, high-reward lineup, pretty much. It had some cheap plays in there, but guys that I was pretty confident in, they were going to get a decent amount of minutes. We had Kyrie Irving and J.J. Barea at point guard. Kyrie got us 40. J.J. Barea got 34.4, so great guys. Great spot there. They both exceeded their value, for the five times value for the night. Those are two really good plays. At shooting guard, we had Nick Young and Tim Hardaway Jr. Nick Young was good, 22.4 points, a little over his value. Tim Hardaway struggled a little bit, only 12.4 points. I watched that game, the Atlanta-Cleveland game. For the most part, he was getting some shots, but he just he was missing quite a bit, and he played a bit more than he normally does. So we had the right thought process there, just didn't come to fruition for us. At small forward, we had LeBron James and Harrison Barnes. LeBron got us 46.3 points. Pretty good. Almost at his value. Almost five times. He's pretty much like right there. Harrison Barnes got us 35.4. Another guy that exceeded value. Great play there. And Harrison Barnes. Moving on to power forward, we had Anthony Davis and Marquese Chris. Anthony Davis got us 54.1 points. Just right at his value right there. Right at five times value, pretty much. Marquese Chris was only 3,500 minimum salary player, but came out news that he was starting, so I figured maybe he'll get into the mid-20s in minutes. I think he ended up with right around 20 minutes. Only got us 12.8 fantasy points, but that does not hurt you that much, where he's only a minimum salary player. And minimum salary guys, you're looking to get around 17 points for them, so 12.8 isn't terrible. And finally, at center, we had DeMarcus Cousins. He got us 44.8 points. His salary was 9,500, so he was right around his value, a little bit under where he could have got us, but he still did fine for a grand total of 302.8 points. So it was enough to place in GPPs as well as any 50-50s you were in. So hopefully you were following on Twitter when I released that lineup about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so before lock time. Could have got some decent money out of that lineup. Nothing crazy, but, you know, consistently winning, and that's what we're looking for here on this podcast. Tonight there is a shit ton of games. So I'm basically just going to break down the guys that I like, because going through all the games would take forever. But there's some really good games tonight. Well, let's talk about this first. Hey, let's go ahead. Big games that have some high over-unders and should be pretty fast-paced are the first game they actually list here, Boston-Washington. Both teams like to play fast. They have great guards. Celtics still have some injuries with Jay Crowder and Al Horford being out, so their defense is not very good right now where it used to be. Even the next game, Brooklyn against the New York, two teams that are, you know, kind of, they're not that great, but they play pretty fast this year, and could see a lot of fantasy value in that one. Other fast-paced games, maybe Chicago-Atlanta, maybe Philadelphia-Indiana, but those aren't, like, definites. Detroit-Phoenix should be interesting. I don't really know how that game will go. Both teams are somewhat faster. Detroit's a little bit slower, but they have some guys. Andre Drummond could get a buttload of rebounds in that game. I could see that happening. Houston-San Antonio should be pretty good. Portland-Clippers should be pretty good. And then the last game, Dallas and Golden State should be really good for fantasy, even though I'm sure Golden State is favored by a ton. But Dallas plays their starters just so many minutes, it's hard to pass them up for sure. All right, so let's go into the graded plays. My A-plus play tonight at point guard. I really struggled with this one. I'm saying either one of these guys, so this is the A-plus play and the A play. One of these guys I know is going to do amazing tonight, and that's John Wall and Stephen Curry. First, we'll talk about John Wall. The other night he got ejected for, I believe, contacting an official in some way. I didn't see it, so I don't want to comment on it too much, but there's a chance he could be suspended for tonight's game, but I couldn't see them doing it this close to game time. I guess he already went through shoot around and stuff. I'm recording this at about 12:30 Eastern time. So if he goes through shoot around, and I mean, they can't suspend him a couple hours before the game. That would kind of screw up the whole team's plan or idea they're going into for this game. But I do like him a lot against Boston. Isaiah Thomas is not going to be able to guard him. They might try to put Avery Bradley on him, but Then you put Isaiah Thomas on Bradley Beal, and that's not good either. So Stephen Curry exploded the other night. 13 three-pointers. Finally got his shot that just fall like crazy. I believe he scored 40. No, he scored 46 real points, 59.5 fantasy points. You'd love that to happen again. He's playing against Dallas and J.J. Barea. He should be able to dominate that matchup. 8,900 is a really good price. He's still very cheap, even though he had that big game. I like him a lot tonight. So those two guys are my top. And then my A-minus play is J.J. Barea. I've just been rolling him out constantly the past week or so every time the Mavericks play, and he's not let me down. He plays big minutes, and you know, he usually puts up stats. And for a little guy, he surprisingly gets some rebounds. So like him a lot tonight. He's very consistent cash game lock, in my opinion. Shooting guard. Another one where two guys I really like. I could go either one A-plus play, A-play. So I'll list them both again. I got Klay Thompson and Avery Bradley. A little bit of a discount on Klay Thompson. He's 5,900. Definitely a solid play. Against Dallas, for whatever reason, I looked at the game logs, and he just fucking lights Dallas up. From last year, he did anyways, scoring-wise. He was dropping, I saw a couple 30-point games, a 45-point game. And it was just nuts. So he definitely has a good shot tonight. Avery Bradley has been doing pretty much everything for the Celtics at this point. He's their leading rebounder, I believe, still. He's averaging, it's got to be like 8 to 9 rebounds a game. He's hit value pretty much every night except for one night against Chicago. But lately, his past two games, he had double-doubles with rebounds. So if he gets a couple steals mixed in there, he'll be great, especially tonight in a fast-paced game against the Wizards. Like him a lot. Bradley Beal is my A-minus play, so another guy from this game just for the fast pace. And he's been getting better. His minutes are very consistent. His scoring is trending somewhat upwards, and his defensive stats have been great, especially against Houston the last game. 4 steals, that's big time. That's a ton of extra points right there. That's probably a little bit of an outlier, but can't rely on 4 steals a night, but you could rely on 1 or 2 for sure from him. He's been getting blocks too, so even that. Moving on to small forward. This one, I think there's a standalone guy at the top, and I believe that is Kawhi Leonard. 8,800 against Houston. Very fast-paced game. He should be in line here to get some steals and blocks for sure. And as long as the Rockets keep the game somewhat close, which they can. They can score like crazy. So if they keep it close, I believe Kawhi is in for a nice 50-point night. That's what we'd like to see. I like him a lot in this matchup. The A play is Carmelo Anthony. Just too cheap, 7,500. Carmelo Anthony has been very consistent. Just his lowest point output this year is 27.5, but then his highest is 42.3, and then everything's been right in the middle, right around that area. His past two games have actually been 40-plus. So hopefully he keeps that going. 7,500 is very cheap for a player that, you know, he's been for his career probably priced around 9,000 or so, 8,500 maybe. So like that price a lot. A-minus play small forward is Harrison Barnes, another guy that on Dallas has just been a lock in my cash games. Harry B, 5,700, just been scoring like crazy. Hopefully he keeps it going tonight. He is playing his old team in the Golden State Warriors. He always played well at home when he's in Golden State, and he's going back there. So maybe he'll, you know, he's definitely going to try to stick it to him. That could work in his favor, or it could, you know, backfire. But hopefully he gets his 40 minutes like he has been getting and just dominates. That's what we want to see. Power forward, the A-plus play of the night is going to be Blake Griffin, the top-priced player. Although he is only 8,500, which is somewhat cheap for Blake. The Clippers have been just dominating teams lately, and he hasn't been getting his full allotment of minutes. That's one thing that worries me about this game. It keeps me a little cautious on him, but I just see so much upside in this game against Portland. He has just an insane opportunity to go off here. I know his last game, he almost got a triple-double in 28 minutes. Yeah, he was one assist shy. So if he played his, you know, 35 minutes a night, he would have easily gotten that. Could see him doing something similar tonight. A play at power forward, Porzingis. Bouncing back his past two games against Chicago and Utah. Not too bad of defenses either. And he's like, you know, that's showing something there. He got 34.5 against Chicago and 41.1 against Utah. That's even better. Utah is usually a dominant defensive team. So hopefully he keeps it rolling. Plays, you know, around 35 minutes or so and gets us some big time points. He's only 6,600, so I think he's in a really good spot to do well tonight, like Porzingis. And the A-minus play going with Derek Favors. Had a big-time game against New York, that game we were just talking about. In only 29 minutes, he had 41.3 fantasy points. He's very cheap right now, 5,800. Derek Favors is not a $5,800 player. He's like a $7,500 player when he gets going. He's a double-double machine. The matchup might not be ideal. I just think he's so cheap. He's going against Marvin Williams. He should be able to dominate Marvin Williams. Should be easy night for him to get a double-double. I like him a lot. Finally, the last position, moving on to center. My favorite play, the A-plus play of the night, is actually Marcin Gortat. I believe that's the first time I've ever said that. He's my favorite play at center of the night, but he's playing against Boston, and Boston's center position is very weak without Al Horford. And he's averaged pretty much a double-double on the year. He's gotten over 10 rebounds every single game he's played, and he's playing big-time minutes where Jan Mahimi is not playing yet. I like Gortat a lot in this matchup. He's only 6,000, like I said. He's been averaging 30.1 FanDuel points per game, so if he keeps it as average, he'll get you right there at value. It's a very solid cash game play, Marcin Gortat. The A play is Andre Drummond. This is more of a little bit of an upside play against Phoenix. Like I said earlier, I could see the opportunity for a ton of rebounds in this game for him, probably 20. If he has one of his 20 games, that'd be amazing. But you can see 20 rebounds for sure. I don't know about the scoring. Alex Len's not a good defender. I don't know if Tyson Chandler will be back. He had a personal excuse last night. Yeah, last night. So I'm not sure on that one. Had to check back before game time. But he's 8,100. If he gets you 40 fantasy points, you're golden. And he has the upside of getting you 60. So can't beat that. A-minus play, just the guy that's always thrown in here, is Steven Adams. He's just cheap, 5,100. He gets around 30 minutes a night and averages 25.2 FanDuel points a night. So hopefully he stays right on his average or even exceeds it. Toronto has not been good, actually, this year, defending against centers. Valanciunas is not a good defender. So maybe he'll take a little bit of an opportunity, hit pick and roll with Russell Westbrook. We'll see how that goes. All right, now for some cheaper plays or guys that I think still have good matchup but didn't quite make it into the top plays of the night. Some extra point guards, Derrick Rose and Dennis Schroeder. Both guys are in decent matchups, fast-paced games. Derrick Rose has been pretty solid so far this year. I believe he's only 6,300, so that's probably fairly priced. He could be more like 65, but not a bad spot to play him if you like the matchup. Dennis Schroeder has been stepping it up as of late. He's going against Chicago, and we know Rondo doesn't really play any defense. And Schroeder has gotten 34-plus points in his last two games. Hopefully he keeps that going. Shooting guard, CJ McCollum. Beast night last night. I think he had like 53.7 fantasy points. He has played the Clippers already this year, and he did kind of struggle in that game, but I could see him. He's been on a hot streak his last two games. Seems like a lot of guys in the last two games have been pretty good games. CJ McCollum. Rodney Hood's in a decent spot yet again. He is 5,300 against Charlotte. And, you know, he's pretty consistent so far this year, except for one game. So I like Rodney Hood tonight. KCP, a guy that has struggled as of late. I really don't want to play him tonight. He's only 4,400. That's really cheap for him because he has that 35-point upside. But his past two games, his last game against the Clippers was pathetic. he played 23 minutes, only got 1.1 rebound for a grand total of 2.2 FanDuel points. No thank you. But he's a guy that has helped me win before, I'll tell you that. He's won me quite a bit of money in some lineups. The small forward, Paul George, has a good matchup. His price has just come continuously down, so I figured I'd mention him. He's only 8,200 against Philadelphia. If you think this is the night he bounces back, go at it, man. That 8,200 is so cheap for Paul George. Otto Porter's a good play at small forward. There's actually a lot of good cheap small forward plays tonight. Otto Porter's good. You got Maurice Harkless, especially if El-Farouq Aminu is out again. He'll probably see a little bit of a bump in minutes again. I think he played 33 last night or so. Yep, 33 minutes, got you 20 points, 20 real points, 29 FanDuel points at 4,400. That's big time. He's not a bad play at all at small forward. And then Jaylen Brown, even cheaper, should play a lot in this game. The Wizards do not play big. Their lineup is somewhat small with Markieff Morris playing the power forward, so Jaylen Brown could see a lot of minutes in this game. Like to see that. At power forward, LaMarcus Aldridge has a really good matchup against Houston, but he hasn't really been playing over 30 minutes lately, except for one game against Utah. They seem to be wanting to rest him. He's only averaging 29.6 FanDuel points per game, so probably leave him alone tonight, but he does have a good matchup. Tobias Harris, Markieff Morris are also good matchups tonight. One against Phoenix for Tobias Harris, and then the Celtics for Markieff Morris. Finally, two cheap plays at center, especially if Aminu's out again. Mason Plumlee should see a little bit of an uptick in minutes. He's 5,200. He had a great game, actually, the last time they played the Clippers. He got 36.6 FanDuel points. You'd like that a lot if he could do that for you. And finally, Bismack Biyombo. There's rumors that the Magic want to switch up their starting lineup. And I could see them, you know, the center spot, they're very weak defensively. Vucevic doesn't really play any defense. If they want to start with Biyombo, maybe he could get some extra minutes if he's the starter. Not lockdown, but play some better defense and get a lot of rebounds. That's it for the podcast for today. As I always say, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Fred_DFS for updates, and I always post a lineup before lock so you guys can copy it. Actually, you know what? I didn't give you the lineup I made with this stuff. Forgetful today, Fred. What are you doing? So the lineup I put together has Stephen Curry and J.J. Barea at point guard, Avery Bradley and Bradley Beal at shooting guard, Kawhi Leonard and Harrison Barnes at small forward, Kristaps Porzingis and Derek Favors at power forward, and then Martian Gortat at center. I feel like this is a very strong cash game lineup. Every guy in here is averaging over, you know, 30, 35 minutes a night, except for Derek Favors, but I believe his minutes are on the rise, especially in the games that are close. He's on his fifth game back from injury or so. But everybody in here is minutes. Like that a lot for cash games. That's what you're looking for. So now, make sure you're following me on Twitter at Fred_DFS for updates on this lineup, or if I post another lineup I feel like I'm more confident in for you guys to play. Just keep an eye out for that. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Later.